How you hear me?
How you hear me?
You have to do for check for it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, Trevor, thank you for coming out. How's the Bashar? It didn't record this morning. It was not fun when he told me, but Baruch Hashem, I'm giving this year, so it's easy. Although we don't have to sit through a recording. Anyway. So we finished yesterday the sugya. We didn't finish. We ended off the block. The Gemara said, "You should need two edim because davishav erba and davishav bachim shnayim." And the Gemara says that no, roy b'kiyin haim. Now, what's the Gemara's teretz? I don't really explain this. That Anna Shigal ran through it a little bit, but what the Gemara's teretz is that a shtar with two edim is an amanus. You don't need more. You don't need more. That is an amanus. The Gemara doesn't really address this, but this is Pashuk Shat. I saw it when I saw the next Gemara, and the Gemara was the same Gemara over there. Someone explains it a little bit. Same thing. Same kasha. Same kasha. You'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. But the point is that a shtar that has two edim is a kasha shtar. That's what a shtar is. That's the power of a shtar. Now we have a problem over here. Al Lishma. The person who borrowed the money.
If you say the star is valid, then it has to go back to the.
I'm not having a star valid. A star's power is because it has two edim. That's what makes a star. So you have a shtar here, it's kosher. And it's not the, it is, there's two. So what's the problem? So what's the problem over here? Problem is lishma. Okay, so come on, Roy Bikinheim. Ira Meir, Kashmut, Stam Sudan, Migmigmi. Okay, fine. Now, so since Al Lishma, Roy Bikinheim, so then you really don't need anything else. So what's going on over here? So why do you need any Aiden? So why do you need the Shliach over here? Why do you have to say Fanech Fanechta? Why do two Aiden have to say Fanech Fanechta? Zati Gamara, Rabbanu da Atzrich. They need it because Rashi learns, because what if you find a shtar that has the same name as your name and your wife's name, same city, and you'll go divorce with that shtar. So mainly you need an aid to say that this is really that shtar that you picked up from Minnesota, that the real this is the real thing. That's a Rashi learns. Toys doesn't like it, Toys says that there's no such thing, it's not kosher. It has to be that you went to a sefer, wrote a shtar l'islamit. He was practicing writing a get, so he wrote, pick two names. He's in Lakewood. He picked Mordecai and Leah. And chances are there's millions of Mordecais and Leahs in Lakewood. And the guy found him that day. And boom, he says, you know what? She burnt the soup. I'm done. So that's what I was learning. But the point is, so why would Macham Masak and you need two aides and say, wait. Because this Chashash. So then why does the Mishnah say one aide? Why is it good by one Shliach? Why you need two aides? And since we iguna, we want the ladies to get married, and two Adim is going to be hard to find a shliach going from Minnesota to Lakewood to Adim. But as we said, one Adim is never even though Etzin should really need two Adim because the choshish for this kashash, whatever the kashash is, it's, the Chum said, Misham iguna, kilo barabana. So if
let's say you didn't have it, then what would be the halacha? That she's stuck in limbo or she's still married?
It's not a good yet. Comes as not a good.
So this is not a typical case of iguna, am I right? Because a typical case of iguna is we don't know.
It's iguna. The husband's trying.
She's not looking to say. It's a different type of iguna.
She's stuck. Iguna means she's stuck. So the Gemara says. He doesn't want to write her. They finally convinced him. Speak to right time. He wrote 900 gets and ask him. You can't force him. The guys that he ran away. You had him finally, you forced him, you finally had him with the, what do you call it, cattle thing? Anyway, by the way, those days of forcing is over, you know what I mean? What, forcing? Right. Yeah. Okay, it's not partially getting today. It's not partially. Dealing with them now, disaster, should be disaster. Okay. So when I kuluhu, it's a chumru. Why? The matzuch le tray, like asibah ma'ar uposle. If he has two Edom coming, so now the husband comes and says, by the way, this star, this is Mizuya. You just got remarried? How'd you get remarried? What do you mean? I have a get. She pulls out a get. She throws the Bezdin. Bezdin shows the get. The guy says, this is a scam. Somebody took two Edom, signed the Edom. I never did anything. I have nothing to do with this. So he's not believed. Because you have two Edom saying, we were there when you wrote it and when you signed it. Hatch in China, you're a liar. We were there. But if there's one Ed, and now the husband comes against his one Ed, Rashi holds you'd be Neman. Rashi holds you'd be Neman. So if he's Neman, you got a major problem. Now you made it worse for the lady. As long as there's no issues, everything's great. But if there's an issue, it's even worse for the lady. But now you have no way out. Welcome, welcome. So Tosfos argues Rashi. Tosfos says the husband would not be Neman against one, but he would make a lies. And Allah, this is what we need now. This lady just got divorced, and now she needs the husband to go prancing through the town that she wasn't divorced, and her kids are mamzerim. So Tosfos doesn't hold the enemun, but it's the same idea that it's going to come out a big problem. So M for the Gemara, no. Even though, later on, hey, how many dishliach? Who does he? Give it to the wife in front of him. It's a little interesting. So Rashi learns the Pshat Gemara is like this: that this shliach, he knows he's got to come to Bezdin Lakewood and present his case and say, "I was in Minnesota, I was in the Bezdin there, or wherever I was, and I had to aid them." He's got to give the whole sequence of events. He's going to make sure that everything he does is 100% correct, and then Mela. The husband's not, I think it's not believed. First, says that he's not going to come check in because the husband knows that he did that this shliach crossed his T and dot his I. The shliach may die, except male, the husband won't come. He just knows the husband won't come. Okay, and what if the husband comes? Vinami or Ainanema. The Vade Dok Mimilsa Shop here. So Rashi's learning that the husband would not be Nema. That's what Rashi's learning in the Gemara. So this Shliach really carries a tremendous amount of weight. That's what comes out from this Gemara.
Who's
Beis Gemara? No, Beis Gemara, Dayana. That's the Tzishayla, if the Shliach is considered an Eid Nas, Shliach Nas Adayin or not. Well, Shliach. Yeah, Shliach. Yeah. So if you hold the Shliach Nas Adayin, then it's three. And if you hold it's Angel Nas Adayin, then it's one or two. Because the husband's not Neman. This guy. Oh, so you go with Tosis, the lines.
Yeah.
The Tosis shot. Yeah. Yeah,
and even if not, it's still eight against eight. It's still one against one. So he is careful. I don't care.
Even if
a guy comes to Bezdin and says that this guy killed,
right? Tosha says that it wouldn't be a lie. No, Tosha says it wouldn't be a lie because if the people know that when a shliach comes and says I have a get, then everybody say the husband's full of baloney. Do me a favor. This guy was Madai. Get rid of it.
One against one is still not outrageous. It's nothing. And then they cancel each other out.
It's all the cons of chum.
Again, why is it Milo murder if he did his homework or not? We assume everybody's not lying.
No,
it's not the lying. It's a chazaka that he's going to say the truth. Why? Because it seems we're assuming that the shliach is a liar.
No, that is not a liar.
Because he might look like a fool, so then he's going to.
No, why would you say no. We assume that the shliach is. We have a very strong concept.
Doesn't want to look stupid, so hope he'll do his
homework.
Why? You don't trust him in the first place? So Bamashach, if you trust him, you trust him, you don't, you know.
If he didn't do the diligence, then he'd be one against one.
Why? So again,
it's not one against one.
Since when is that Milo Mervin as far as Aegis? Someone comes
in a month. It's not Aegis, 1-8.
Not exactly my point.
It's a Takan's that this works. That the Takan's Chum says, since we.
So
we're saying.
If shows up, why isn't that one against one?
Because he has a Chazaka with him.
What's the Chazaka?
Stronger than that husband. Chazaka is that he did his due diligence and he would not come and announce in front of Bezdin Lakewood
kind of
that he has
a
get with
Aiden.
That's a some kind of strong thing. I don't know. That's how the Gemara is learning the Kas Chom. It's part of the Kas Chom. It's part of this whole.
So it's not even important in Aegis.
I don't think it's important in Aegis. The Chom said that a guy who comes and delivers a get and says, he did his due diligence. And Mel, you did not believe the husband. That's a Kas Chom. It's not the Gemara Viper. The Rava, the Amal Vishan Adim Sun Kaima. The Rava says that the reason why he said Panach Panachtam is because no Adim to. How do you say it? Lakaim, verify the signatures. We buy a tray. You should need two. We have a king star is the Amal. Every king star is you need two. The Gemara says, no, Adachanam is soon. But the Gemara, Adachanam is soon. 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 Adachanam You don't need to. It's done. It's sealed. This is the strength of a star. So what's going on over here? The are the ones that says that you need it over here again because of the same reason. Maybe you find the star and with Shimon, the same names. Like we said before, so why don't you need two? By the way, the Tosafot says a klod. I have it on the line over here. I should have said it before. Tosafot says klod. Pirish. Matchilu medakla kavim yadabal. But no dash of the soil of the gasher. He finds that out. Uva kashus nechtav nechtam. Hilkuch. Hilkuch and nura bonan can be tread. Your bonan give this aid echad to part the kana. They give this guy an amount like two. The kim dama for a nechtav. Ikaim gita. Biosav amar. Loi mashikinim there. That's part of the Kas Chom. Part of the Kas Chom is, it's a weird thing. It's not a regular Eid Sidikin. Chom said that no shliach is going to Minnesota to pick up a get, bring it to Lakewood. Right. If he's going, he's doing it 100%. And why would they make it like this? Shemiguna. They want that one Eid to be able to be Neman. Otherwise, he's going to have ladies. What's up? Right. The Raj wants them shot. I know. No, the Raj doesn't look like Raj. Not in Raj. He learns a separate shot. He's learning in Raj. I thought he's learning separate. It looks to me like he's being Ravash's Raj. Yeah. Okay. I'm going with the Pnei Yeshua and the regular Akbar.
So what was the Takana that the Kana made?
They made the Kana that one eight is not.
But then it wants to cause the problem in the first place. Now, I see you don't need it.
But they're worried about Shnei Yezer Hashem. They're worried about the star Shnei Yezer Hashem. So, I mean, the Raisi is good. What happens if a guy comes and he finds a star on the floor that was written for someone else and he uses it? He can say it's good. The Raisi, you have to wait. Good. People will get divorced left and right. They don't want that. They want it to be verified. They want it to be verifiable. So they say, let's put an Avis on it. But that's too much. Then you say, two Aiden. A guy has to bring a get from Minnesota. I once went to Detroit to do a job, and I went into a shul over there. It's a rub there who took over his father, the Gittin, in Detroit. He's the rub of Detroit, the Gittin, maybe that whole area. So he told me that, he said, you're from Lakewood? I'm sending a get now to Lakewood. So I got into a whole conversation on how you send a get to Lakewood. Like, would he UPS it? So he said they make some money in the get. He puts it in a book at a certain page with two clips and I don't know what. And then he overnights it. And there's like a bunch of different things. The book has a code in it, a page, I don't know, like 10 different simanim. And then when they get it, the bezin, they call him with the simanim. The lady's over there. The man's over there, I guess. He was telling me this. Punky was telling me this. I don't know exactly why I came to conversation. How I got into a get conversation. I was not looking for a get, I promise you. $3.99 on Turnpike. reason why every time you're on a trip, you see that sign, yes, that the voice sign always comes up when you're in the car. There's your sign. That's like, anyway. Lamaisa, I saw an interesting thing. Yosef told the Yaakov, you know, the Beis Shmuel brings down Shulchan Aruch. Yosef told Yaakov, you know, So Rashi, what's bezeh? Shtar eris and shtar nesun. There's no Edom in Mitzrayim. Where's shtar eris and where's the Edom? Ain't double shtar b'chol shtar. So he says, no, that since you could, there's a lot that you could write a get with ksav yoda is kosher. So Beis Shmuel says it must be that you can write a shtar eris with ksav yoda and it's also kosher. So it was Yaakov Avinu's Mekayim, he looked at his Ksav Yad. Oh, his Ksav Yad. Okay, we're good to go. Interesting. Yeah. Why don't you kedush him? I mean, before Vantara. I mean, somebody asked this morning, said, how did she become a Gyeris? Gyeris is simple. You just don't get a Niels. His wife. Osnaz. Oh, she was Bazdina. Right. Oh, she was Jewish anyway. Right, that's very good. Okay, the guys didn't get that far this morning. Right. Right. Who? Okay, let's go by this. Okay, the Rava, well, you got to eat your own. Okay, the Rava, my dilemma, Gravis. Now, Rava says, the donuts are kind of. Rava, Amar, so Rava says, the ain't anything from the Kame, Rava says, the Shmons. Break them up, Rava, why don't you hold like Rava? Lema Krava, Amaloch. Me telling you in front of Nechtam, Lishma, in front of Nechtam, Lishma. It doesn't say Lishma. It's a front of Nechtam. What's going on over here? Rabba. So what's wrong with Rabba then? Bidinu, you're right, listen to Haka. Really, you should say. Elo, mi mafshas le dibura, if you make it say more words, also the Migza, he's going to be a bridge version. He's going to skip it out. So, and what's the problem? And the problem is, the ones that made it like Hanan, you have to say it, then the get's not a good get. So it's a, you're a shout out from the words of the Hanan. So they don't want to do that. So for tomorrow, I don't understand. So Hashanah also makes that. If you find Echvanechim, he's also going to make a short version. Chodim atlas goes, chodim atar atalay goes. What does this mean? So the Chassam Sofer explains. Right, what's Rosh Hashanah? What's he going to say? He said he's going to go. He's going to say before night?
No.
Say only one word?
No. Who's going to try?
No, we're saying the Mars Gash is no, the Mars Gash is if we say we don't say before a Nechtam Lishma, before a Nechtam Lishma, because you're going to drop the Lishma, you'll only have it before a Nechtam, and that's a fun. So now, Fred, tomorrow, by before a Nechtam, before a Nechtam, also maybe you'll drop one word. Which word are you going to drop? Then you didn't say anything. Before I what?
Nechtam.
That means nothing. Nechtav what? You didn't say anything. You didn't say Avis. That's nothing. What? Nechtav the bank book. That's that. That's that. No, but that's nothing. It's not Avis. That's not even Avis.
That's what's not dropping anything. Exactly. It's not a good. Because exactly what you're saying.
What the Gemara is saying is, that when the way that some service says, it's Pashup Shah, but it's not clear. But what he's saying is that it's impossible to be megis before a nechta, before a nechta. That's what Gemara is saying. Gemara is not answering that we're choshish that you're going to cut it. You can't cut it because you're not saying Avis. There's nothing to say. Saying Bifanai or saying nechta is nothing by itself. Bifanai, nechta, nothing. So you didn't say anything. So that's what Gemara is answering. Gemara is saying, and what about cutting the actual nechta? That's not cuttable. It's nothing. Now the Shulchan Aruch, by mistake. Oh, no, on purpose. Oh, by mistake. Whatever. What if they don't tell them to repeat it? They don't realize. Let's begin. That's a very good kasha. Chazon Ish is the kasha. Is that what you're asking? That's what you're asking? No, he's not here. He's asking. The guy says the fun I necked, but he doesn't say the shema. I'm going to ask him 1 second. You missed the word. Say it over. Chazon Ish is different. Chazon Ish says Rashi learns that even when you say the fun I necked, how do you help the shema? You ask him what's going on. So then what's going on tomorrow over here? You're always going to ask him anyway. That's what you're asking? Chazon Ish is the kasha. Okay, fine. Chazon Ish is the kasha. He says, 1 second, he says.
Good for cancer, get anything?
Yes, more boys in the
chat. So the Chazanish says that no, you're right, we do ask him, but if the takana is to say Lashma, it's not going to help that we ask him.
Rashi says
you asked him, was it Lishma? And he says, yeah. But if the Kana was, then you have to say, Bafana Nakhil Lishma, Bafana Nakhil Lishma. And he says, Bafana Nakhil Lishma. And they say, by the way, was it Lishma? Yeah.
So what else did
you get? Oh, say better. Say it. I don't know. But that's what he says. If you made a Takana like this, the guy doesn't say it the way the Takana was, that's the Kashaf. This guy grew up, his father, every Sunday, every single Sunday, his father didn't get in the house. His father officiated 900 gig. 900 gig. 6 file cabinets. 12 file cabinets. I'm your father. I didn't ask him. I asked your father to come and give like a one night. We're gonna have a meet and greet with food and drinks over what's it called? We want to make it fun, you know, don't build to get divorced. Who? Anyways, yeah, he came. I had him last time. He gave me this gift. I have a gift. Yeah, he gave it to me. Yeah. I mean, it's not real. It's fair. You can't have a real gift. Anyways, gave me a copy of a fake gift with mistakes. No, the real one you can only get from his father. His father gave me one to hold for about 2 hours. I brought it to yeshiva. I showed it to the guys. I brought it back. He says, don't lose it, please. He's like, I scanned it in already, but I need to get it. I don't know if it's real. It could be a mistake. I don't know if it's real. They don't write a real gift. No, you need it for the kids. No, just still for the kids. You didn't know that it was a good get. Other people come up there. I'm right without the names. Yeah.
20 then 20.
Right. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get right with the shit. Okay.
Okay. And Borenstein, the other one.
That's a good idea. Okay. I gotta find this. Who writes again? Anyone? Okay. I have to call Yaakov Hanum. Call Yaakov Hanum. I think he writes the get. I think Yaakov writes the get. No, Bron is not right. No. It's a mahal. Long. By the way, it's on paper, not on parchment. It's on paper, not on parchment. No paper, and they etch it. They etch it with a sticker. Yeah. Regular paper. A little thicker. No. You got patch like anything, and you were right. In the old day, you were right, and you got a stat. Are you kidding me? You really dug it in. By the way, I heard a Murray the Gemaisi from Reb There's a git over here who comes diving over here in the morning. His name is Lemanowitz. He was like in a car accident 2 days ago, actually. I'm supposed to come to see him. He gives that Yamisha every morning on Zoom to like 40 guys from Muncie, where he used to live. Gets a very nice, older year, 65 years old, losing a rise. I became friends with him. He's every morning. When Rabbi Levi was in America, you know, what is it, 20 years ago, whenever he came, he went out to Rabbi Levi. He's in, he used to live in Israel. And he told Rabbi Levi, I'm a high school Rebbe. He was a Rebbe in Shir Gedolah. And Rabbi Levi told him, when he's 60, you retire. Then you hit 60, you're done. Maisie's a star Rebbe. And he's getting close to the age. He went back to Rabbi Levi. He says, 60. 60 total. He said, I don't need to ask any questions, but like, I'm doing well. I'm a good Rebbe. Like, they want me to stay. They asked me to come to the show, talk to you. Like, I'm taking a psak. I'm listening, but like, he said, a Rebbe has 20-year
life span.
No, 20 years, he's in the same chinuch practice. After 20 years, he has no shaychus to those bach. He cannot be mechanech bach. So I tell him today, I think it's 5 years. 5 years, it's over. You know what I mean? 5 years. So he said, your Rebbe was probably 75 years old. How old is your Rebbe? He's a young guy? Yeah, okay.
I still be in the streets. He was
95. All right. Anyways, nothing more about it. Let's go. I got to go work today, believe it or not. So that's Pshat Gemara. Oh, once I want to say one more thing. The Rama says, Eben Ezer, he says that we had in Saita that there's stuff that has to be said in Lashon Kodesh. So the some Saita brings a riot. So he says, this is one of the things that has to be said in Lashon Kodesh. Saita brings a riot. This Mara, why it has to be said in Lashon Kodesh? He said, because if the word is Megas Gaius, if you're saying it in English, then there's a lot of different, you have to say 10 words. The whole word was, and we say fun and after, I mean, does not make his guides. But if the word is in English, there is what to make his guides, because it takes more words to say something in a different language. So it must be that you have to say fun and after. Interesting, right? Okay, something more about there. Verabba, where did you go here? Verabba, my family, Karabba. So why doesn't Rabba hold like Rabba of Kiyim? I'm a lock in Kain, this thing is fun and after. Nechtam, Suloy. What's a fun and after? Must be Lishma. So what does Rava do with this? But then the listing hockey. You're right. Really shows it one. Hello, then can I say Kluf of Kim Shars? We're gonna come mix up Kim Shars. Over here is a special kind of Tziguna, but everywhere else you need two. Dama Baidakh, Rava, me dummy. Rava says, no shaykhis. That can mix up. Hasim Yadina. Hakam Bifanai. Over there there's Allah. Over here you have to say Hasam. I mean by Kim Shars, everybody knows that it's Iksava the Aiden. Right, that's what he's saying. But Hacha Bifana come. He's saying the words of Fana, but look, it's not Mukhuk. So no Shaykhis. Another difference. Hasam Ishalei Mehemna. Hacha Ishalei Mehemna. Another difference. Hasam Baal Davalei Mehemna. Hacha Baal Davalei Mehemna. So there's three differences. What are you talking about? He's saying it because you're worried about differences. Everybody knows the difference. Rav Amar Lach Atu Hacha Ki Amir Dinan Mila Mehemna. If you say a Dinan, my get, are you Neman? Yeah. Because you can't Dinan Mehemna. Also, the Chulukim Shars the Amal Beidecha. If you say Adina, I know you never. I don't know. Did you ever?
Okay.
That's what I should
tell you. The
Etzim
should be enough. That's why
we Yadina is enough. On top of Yadina. In order to make cover. Means before the Takana, Yadina would be enough. That's probably what's done. Before the Takana, Yadina would have been enough. I don't know. Once they made the Takana, you say, Fana, Fana, Etzim, you have to. Oh, Elav. Yeah, that's right, Elav, yeah. Okay, something more right there. But the Rabbi, the Amal, the Shem, came to Shpa. Now we're going with a whole new thing, not a new thing, but we're going into the sugya of Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira. Machloikus. What is the essence of again? The Rabbi Dom of Shem Bikil and Shema, Man Haitan, the boy Xivil Shema, or boy Chasima Shema. Who is it? Hira Meir, Chasim Abayi, Ksiv Leboyi. The Tanah Ikeris Mechubal Kaka. You don't write again Mechubal Kaka. Kosum Mechubal Kaka. Toshu Chosnu Menos Lakosha. Because as long as the Chasim was done with Lisha. So there can be a mayor. He doesn't hold the Ksiv. Rabbi Lazar, Ksiv Abayi, Chasim Leboyi. Because the whole hills in the Mesira. Bechitem Eloi, Rabbi Lazar, he... And Chile Boyer Belozer Chasim Lishmam and their eyes and their bottom boyer and their eyes Yidumi and that's what we're going like. But Shlai should get them Sulin their bottom. Chile Boyer Belozer Chasim Lishmam the Tanan Gimel get them Sulin their puzzle. From Nisavah Kosher, what are they? Kosher Ksav Yada is one. Enel of Edim, Enel of Edim. Yesh of Edim Ein Bezman. That's two. Yesh Bezman Enel of Edechad. That's Shlai should get them Sulin. From Nisavah Kosher. So you see that Nisavah Kosher. Belozer I'm Abish Enel of Edim. El Shnosel of Edim Kosher. The government Kosher Belozer says regular Kosher get. Because their maker is Edom Asira. Edom Asira. Even their brother won't be a problem. The whole thing is Tikkun Olam. So who's it going like? Yeah,
but the
Tikkun Olam
is
going to be Tikkun Olam. Like they need a Shema for Ksiva and Chasima. Like tomorrow, but Elor Amehi, Bechilei Bar Amehi, Ksiva L'Shema, Medera Raisa, Medera Abanam, Baya. And then the Gemara continues on with this thing tomorrow, Yashikaya. Thank you for coming out. We appreciate it.